our next speaker because we're getting a little bit more granular with Christina Tierney. She is associate planner for the City of Sonoma's planning department, and she really does get into the weeds here about those type of projects. This is the first time I even knew that that chunk of land that I walk by every single day is supposed to be a park. I think that would be wonderful. You talked about the need for trees. We've been cited for the number of trees that everybody is supposed to have within their minimum 600 square feet of open common space, in particular zoning. I'm not going to pretend that I can speak to this stuff because Christina has had to correct me more than once, because it's really hard to find this information and digest it because there's so many details there. So first of all, Christina, thank you for being here today and being patient and sitting in on our housing show. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's really great to have everybody together and hear all these different perspectives. And I'm really appreciative for everything that the previous speakers have brought to the table. I think it's given a really well-balanced kind of snapshot on how complicated the issue is and how important the issue is and how everybody approaches housing from their own particular lens. And nobody's right or wrong. We're just all looking at the same issue from different perspectives.
Right. So a couple of things that I'm curious about, and let me make sure for our listeners who may not know exactly what all the planning department does, you take care of processing all permits for new housing through the building permit process. You review and process housing applications for those who wish to build. You review zoning code, make suggested changes to that. Which are then, of course, they're not passed by the planning department. They're then passed up to the planning commissioners, who ultimately then also pass it on to the city council members to do that. You implement the city's affordable housing program, which is just really getting underway. It's even getting its own website. And of course, you are there to initiate the sixth cycle housing element process to make sure things get processed. Have I kind of generally covered the gamut of what your department works on?
Yeah. And the interesting thing, I think, with planning in general is almost all planning departments do about the same thing. And in a smaller jurisdiction, you have fewer people doing it. And in a larger jurisdiction, you have whole teams that are dedicated to housing and long range planning and the general plan, things like that. One of the beauties of working in Sonoma is I get to do a little bit of everything. And I think it really does help give a really well-rounded understanding of the issues. You know, I understand the zoning code very well because I work with them on a daily basis. When I worked at Marin County, the people who were doing the long range planning, they weren't talking to people on a daily basis. They weren't in the weeds on the project. So this is really my first experience working on affordable housing. I've been at the city for the last 4 years, and it has fast become one of my favorite topics to work on. There is nothing more gratifying than being able to help a local family into an affordable housing unit. And just to clarify, so our program is over 20 years old, actually. So it goes back to about 1996. And it has just been growing and growing every year. Our inclusionary housing ordinance is what you were discussing earlier with the 25%. The beauty of our inclusionary housing ordinance is it's actually not a theoretical house. Through our inclusionary housing, we get physical houses on the ground. And you mentioned that going up to 25%, and I think that was a huge step that our council took to be a leader. I am personally not aware of other jurisdictions that have done that. And we also require extremely low and low income housing units, trying to have our inclusionary ordinance better mimic and match what our RENA numbers are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that brings me magically to a question of clarification that you and I traded emails about this a little bit, but I wanted to see if I could get a better grasp on it, because I'm going to assume that if I'm having trouble with it, that some of our listeners might be confused by it. So the housing element is a whole separate beast from actual zoning. And what surprised me with the whole roundabout recently that the Planning Commission and your department went through was that the adjoining property that's known as the proposal that has now been approved, Hummingbird Cottages, was zoned medium density, but also housing opportunity, which comes out of the housing element. And there are other parcels in the city that have also been flagged. You can see them marked with a little brown box on the overlay map for housing. But an opportunity doesn't necessarily affect zoning. So can you explain a little bit about what that is and what should or shouldn't be affecting something else?
Absolutely. So in planning, there is a hierarchy. So the general plan is that topmost layer. And the general plan is comprised of required elements and optional elements. So the housing element is one part of our general plan. And so we're required to update our general plan every 6 years. So we're on these cycles. And so you come up with this plan, and the reality is that implementing housing is a very slow process. So you can't look at what you did in any 1 year and get an idea of, you know, what's happening over the long term, what the trends are. So we have these cycles that give you enough time to come up with a plan, put the plan into work, and to see, is the plan working or is the plan not working? Mm-hmm. And that's what this whole process is. So the city is not required in any way, shape, or form to build housing. We do not build housing. I think that's one of the biggest misnomers there are about the RENA numbers. So there's have been conversations and, you know, some finger pointing, you didn't meet your RENA numbers. But we have, in fact, not only met our RENA numbers, we have exceeded our RENA numbers in every single category with 2 years left in our cycle. Does that mean that we don't have an affordable housing program problem? Absolutely not. We absolutely do. You know, we're playing a game with the state on, it's a planning game. So we're looking at our sixth cycle moving forward. But back to your question about the hierarchy. So the housing element is part of the general plan, and that kind of trumps if there's any inconsistencies. The zoning code implements the housing plan. And so the housing element tells us what we need to do, and the zoning code actually does it. What the issue was with the housing opportunity sites, I think we have two terms that probably, they mean two different things, so we probably need to change that. So in the housing element, we have to identify sites that can accommodate housing, mm-hmm. and we also have a zoning district that is called a housing opportunity zoning district. And so there was a misunderstanding between a housing element, housing opportunity site, and our specific zoning district.
Got it. Let's take a quick little break and come back with Christina right after this. Everyone, don't go anywhere.
You've been listening to The Morning Show, sponsored by The Red Grape, located at 529 First Street West, across from the Plaza in Sonoma.
The Sonoma Valley Visitors Bureau. For more information, visit sonomavalley.com or call 707-996-1090.
Aquarium of the Bay and its Eco Expeditions, aquariumofthebay.org. The Santa Rosa Spine Institute, located at 76 Brookwood Avenue, Santa Rosa, California. Vicki Rogers with Planet Home Lending, 707-324-9117.
Kicking off the week on a Monday, July 18th. Thank you for tuning us in. We are your voice of the Valley of the Moon, KSVY 91.3. Worldwide, streaming live, ksvy.org. As we kick off Monday, lots of sunshine today. A pleasant day, 87. The expected high with a light wind out of the southwest, 13 to 16 miles per hour. Lots of stars out tonight. No clouds, low 52. West wind, 7 to 16 miles per hour. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, look for lots of sunshine. High will be in the mid to lower 80s, and the lows overnight around 52 degrees with no rain in sight. Conserve water and do your part.
And now back to The Morning Show.
And We're back. It is the morning show, Monday morning, the 18th of July. I'm Marcia Maycumber, here till 10 o'clock this morning and talking with Christina Tierney, an associate planner with the City of Sonoma Planning Department right now. So, Christina, we were talking during the break to kind of wrap things up here for you before we shift. And we had a question from the panel. Fred Alabach was asking about the next SAHA report, I believe, which is what does the acronym stand for? And can you answer his question?
Yeah, absolutely. So SAHA, I assume he's talking about the Satellite Affordable Housing, which was the developer for the Altamira Apartments, which are now the Altima Drona. I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful award-winning now example of an affordable housing development. And for those of you who are not aware, it really is just a beautiful, beautiful community. It's not just housing, it's a whole community. And so SAHA was actually, that development was one of our, was our example, our template that we used to develop our multifamily ordinance, our multifamily standards for future projects. So that is what we're looking at moving forward. I think the biggest impediment that I see to getting those new projects, we have, you know, Burbank and Midpen and SAHA all looking for the next project. The biggest hurdle is getting the land. And so it would be so wonderful to see our local nonprofits and housing advocacy groups work on helping to secure and fund the land. If we can get the land, we can get the project.
Woohoo! An excellent sign. That would be great to hear. Christina Tierney from the City Planning Department, thank you so much for your time this morning. It flies by. We'll have to do it again another time.
Thank you for all the housing nerd fun.
Hey, we repeat this over and over because there's so much ground to cover. But thank you, Christina.